Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. On Harmonia this week, Baroque composers were notorious for ingratiating themselves to people of power, wealth, and influence. One way they usually did this was to dedicate a composition to a person who had something they wanted. We'll look at dedication pages and their results. Partial support for this edition of Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music, with subscriptions available on the web at goldbergweb.com.
Oh.
That was a movement from Johann Sebastian Bach's B minor Mass. The work was composed at a time in Bach's life when he was particularly unhappy with his Leipzig employers. So what does a disgruntled worker do? He looks for a job in Dresden by dedicating a Mass to the new Prince Elector. Unfortunately, he ended up with a consolation prize, an honorary title, and an A for effort, but no accompanying salary. Dedication pages are commonplace in scores from the Baroque period, and they can tell us a lot about both the composer and the person being honored. When Lully dedicated his opera Roland, it was to Louis XIV, but that was only part of the picture. Lully didn't write the dedication, the poet La Fontaine did. In an effort to end a quarrel with the poet, Lully asked him to write the dedicatory verses, thereby killing two birds with one stone, so to speak.
Thank you. Con adorno non ho capito.
We heard the final chorus of Act 3 from Lully's opera Roland, performed by Les Talents Lyriques and directed by Christophe Rousset. On Harmonia this week, a dedications show. No, not the kind they used to do in the 60s on AM radio, but rather Baroque compositions and their dedicatees. Heinrich Schütz was only in the third year of his employment when his Salmen Davids of 1619 was published. Written in honor of Johann Georg I, the dedicatory preface tells us a bit about Schütz himself, namely that his composition was inspired by the Italian style, which he learned directly from Giovanni Gabrieli. The work was sort of a musical resume, pieces that went back a certain period of time and showed his level of maturity.
Mit Harfen und mit Psalmen.
That was the motet Jauchzet dem Herrn by Heinrich Schütz, sung and played by Cantus Köln and Concerto Palatino. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. On Harmonia, we're listening to Baroque music that was dedicated to specific people. The Holy Roman Emperor Ferdinand III of Habsburg was a huge fan of Italians and their music. So it should come as no surprise to find that his coronation included music by Italian composers, including the famous Claudio Monteverdi, who composed the ballo Volgendo il Ciel. Monteverdi published it in his 8th Book of Madrigals, a collection dedicated to the emperor.
Thank you.
Ensemble Concerto Vocale performed Volgendo il Ciel by Claudio Monteverdi from their CD of Monteverdi's Eighth Book of Madrigals. Dedications is the theme of this week's Harmonia program, in particular those politically correct dedications stamped on the front page of many a Baroque score. Not all dedications were motivated by political agendas or obligations. Georg Philipp Telemann was an exceptionally prolific composer. He put out hundreds upon hundreds of pieces in a lot of different styles. He was also popular, to say the least, and his reputation was well earned. When he dedicated a work, he was notorious for honoring not kings or clergy, as you would expect, but everyday people and friends. His Tafelmusik was dedicated to four of his buddies, all of whom happened to be virtuosos on the oboe.
Thank you. Thank you.
Consentus Musicus Vienne, directed by Nicholas Harnoncourt, performing the overture in B-flat major from Telemann's Tafelmusik. Our new release this week features the music of French composer Marin Marais and his compositions for three viols. The violas de gamba are played by Wieland Keuchen, Susie Knapper, and Margaret Little. They're accompanied by Nigel North, theorbo, and Eric Milne, harpsichord.
Thank you.
The first suite for three viols in D major by Marin Marais from a new CD on the Atma label called L'Ange Marais by Wieland Keuchen and Les Voix Humaines. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. Our website includes lots of information about the program and the Harmonia program archive in case you missed any of those programs. That website is harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Support for Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music. Information on the web at goldbergweb.com. Additional technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blacklin McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.